More than 100,000 people in the area have now registered for federal disaster aid. And joining us with more is NPR's Kirk Sigler. He's been covering the story in Louisiana. Kirk, you're outside in Lafayette, west of Baton Rouge. Give us a picture of what things are like on the ground right now.
Well, I'm in a neighborhood that is still underwater more than a week later. I'm looking at an abandoned gas station, a mechanic shop across the street that's got about a couple feet of water. I just talked to a gentleman here who's lived here since 1959. His house is still got standing water in it. He's about to walk back in and check in on things. This just sort of speaks to just the sheer scale of this disaster. I drove about 100 miles to get here across some of the worst hit areas. In Baton Rouge, which is justifiably getting a lot of the attention, you know, the water has for the most part receded and people are trying to clean out and gut out homes and salvage what they can. But I think it's telling that when you get all the way over here to Lafayette and other places, I'm told, south of here, you know, it's still a flooding situation. It's still an active flooding situation. And each afternoon, there have been more warnings for more floods.
Huh. Now, do we have a sense as to the scale of the damage? I mean, I'm hearing you talk about how far-reaching the actual flooding has been. I'm presuming the damage has been great as well.
Exactly, and it keeps going up, which you might expect in a slow-to-unfold disaster like this. You know, until recently, some highways were cut off, some roads were cut off, and people couldn't even get in to figure out what the assessment of damage is. So we are seeing the destruction toll go up in the tens of thousands, and tens of thousands of more people have applied for aid, federal, state, and otherwise. And I wouldn't be surprised if it continues to go up as we get across the state and really get a sense for the scale of this.
And you're standing there next to at least one busy highway. We can hear that is functioning. But has the response around various flooded areas been equal, or have certain people been disproportionately affected in this flood and the recovery process?
You know, that depends on who you ask and who you talk to. I was at a shelter here in Lafayette, and there are still, you know, 100 or so people still living in the shelter. There are a lot of low-income people in and around this area who don't have wide safety nets. As you might imagine, they don't have a lot of money to deal with a crisis like this and don't have a lot of options while they wait for aid to come in. Some of the more rural areas, the aid has been slow to get to, as I said, because it's been cut off. And it had been more than a week it took for the state to open up a disaster center for people to come in and apply for food stamp assistance at one place I visited. So it kind of just depends on where you are. But as you can imagine, natural disasters, of course, hit some people worse than others.
Right. I mean, and so many people, of course, are thinking about lessons learned from Hurricane Katrina, which is more than a decade ago now. I mean, does it seem to you as if lessons have been learned both at the state and federal level in terms of how to get aid to people as fast as possible?
I hate to punt, but I'd have to say that also depends on who you ask. There are a lot of comparisons being drawn to Hurricane Katrina, but, you know, this one's different. In particular, some of the attention being drawn from it from outside, I think it's been a lot of folks here on the ground are telling me anyway that they feel like it hasn't gotten some of the attention that it deserves, and that may be because some people are still just figuring out the scope of things, and some people until recently were cut off. I think there has been some criticism here on the ground about whether or not some of the infrastructure really was improved and whether there were lessons learned from Katrina or not. But as in any still unfolding situation, I think it's hard to make direct comparisons at this time.
Well, NPR's Kirk Sigler is reporting to us today from Lafayette, Louisiana. Kirk, thanks so much.
Thank you.